For CJLO News, I'm Allison O'Reilly.
The last 24 hours have been an extremely challenging time for firefighters in Alberta.
That's Christy Tucker of Alberta Wildfire. Over 10,000 people have been evacuated as over 9 wildfires sweep across large areas of Alberta. The situation has been classified as a level 4 emergency, compelling all provincial government departments to aid in relief. Residents near the area have been advised to stay on high alert and to be ready to evacuate within 8 hours' notice. And large shipments of garbage are being returned to Canada from the Philippines. It's the next step in an unfolding story of years of exported illegal Canadian waste labeled as recycling. This shipment is costing Ottawa over $1 million. But costs to taxpayers could grow as more countries are coming forward accusing Canada of illegally shipping waste to their shores. Concordia University's Board of Governors voted to increase tuition this week. Here's Luca Caruso Moro with more.
Late afternoon, Tuesday. It's warm and breezy, one of the first real days of summer. Most students have gone home for the holidays, but what you're hearing now are the ones that stuck around. Outside Concordia's GM building, they're here to send a message to Concordia. The Board of Governors are about to vote on whether or not to raise tuition. That's a choice that's new for Quebec universities, and international students might be hit the hardest. That's because earlier this year, Quebec promised to stop providing grants for most international students. And according to Concordia, that means $6.6 million less annually. To make up for that, the province has deregulated the amount of money universities are allowed to charge international students. CSU Finance Coordinator John Hutton.
The administration is able to increase fees on international students, and they're doing exactly what we expected they would do, which is a money grab.
Now, not all international students are treated equally. Students from France and Belgium, who make up about 3% of the student body, pay the same rates as domestic students. That's because those countries hold special status within Quebec. They're considered parts of the global Francophonie, or a group of countries culturally tied together by the French language. Some have criticized that distinction, as it doesn't include certain French-speaking countries such as Tunisia or Haiti. Here's international graduate student Tamir Baran-Roy.
We are treated really bad way, really different and separatist mindset that we are separate from these students. Why? Why? We are sitting in the class, we are doing the class together, doing research together. Why we will be separated, fees will be increased, because there is no voice.
The protest has moved inside, filling stairs and cramped hallways which quickly become hot and humid as the shouts of protesters echo through the building. It's 6 o'clock. The meeting is done, and the verdict is out. The hikes were approved, a nearly unanimous vote. Protesters make their way down to meet board members at the elevators, and as the board members begin to emerge, they're met with boos and more chants. When asked, they don't provide comment, except one.
My name is Sophie Huff-Martin, H-O-U-G-H-M-A-R-T-I-N. I'm the outgoing general coordinator of the CSU.
And so, what happened today?
Well, today, as I'm the only voting undergraduate member of the Board of Governors, so there was a vote on deregulation and a tuition fee framework for international students starting in the fall of 2019. I was the only person to vote against it. When international students come to Canada looking to better themselves, looking to get a better education, and they're met with being the cash cows for senior administrators and governments rather than having publicly funded education, it's really profoundly frustrating and deeply personal to me. At Concordia, this means, you know, predominantly people of color, people from diverse origins, and to say that they are less deserving of the same access to education than we are is really disappointing. I think we can all do better as a society, and we should and must do better, and what the people with decision-making power are saying is that they're unwilling to.
So here are the new rules. To be clear, current international students won't be affected. New international undergraduate students will be charged through a new ramping tuition model. That means that each year, their tuition will go up by a range of 4.25 to 8.25%, depending on their program. So, an undergraduate student entering a business major this September will pay $24,600 for a year with a full course load, that's 30 credits. By the end of their degree, that same schedule will cost them $33,300, an increase of nearly $9,000. It's hard to say how increased tuition rates will affect future students, but you may have some thoughts about what it might look like, and you can reach the board's office at extension 4814. For CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso Moro. La pedra que ens entrebanca la tenim entre les mans, la llancem amb la mirada.
To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news or reach out to us. News@cjlo.com.